Hello?
Is this Pee-wee?
Pee-wee the Predictor!
Pee-wee, how's it going?
Man, it's going great. Did you see that game the other night where Alabama just slapped, whooped up on Georgia, and Auburn got beat, and Ole Miss went down? That was a good game right there, son.
Hey, week five was quite the entertaining week. I can't say that I didn't enjoy it. I watched quite a few games that week, last week, and I'm looking forward to this week six. How you feeling about it?
Man, I feel great. I told you, week five was the week. And that's what I meant. Whenever you get to week five, it's going to be on like Donkey Kong.
Well, it starts to weed out the guys who, you know, it starts to weed out these teams that maybe they didn't have what they thought they had, and maybe it didn't think what the AP thought they had at the first of the year. So now we're getting down to the nitty gritty. That's what you're saying.
What I'm saying is we're getting into the meat of the schedule right here. We're going into week six pumped. I'm talking about, you remember them shoes, they like basketball shoes, had the pump on them? You pump them up. That's what we are, week six, pumped.
Did you have any of those Reebok shoes growing up?
No, I always wanted a pair. I had a buddy in school who had a pair, and they were black, and he would always, he'd look at me and he'd be like, hey, watch this. And he'd start pumping on them. And I always want a pair of them. I never got a pair either.
You know, I'm sorry. I didn't want to bring up anything sore. I do want to mention this, though. You can email us. You can email us at Pee-wee's Prediction. Leave off the S. PeeweesPrediction@gmail.com with any questions or any prediction ideas that you have. You can also call us at 205-201-2150. Leave us a message and we will possibly feature that on the podcast, and we'll have it and we'll let Pee-wee comment on your whatever you got to offer. If you want a prediction for whatever you got, you know, we'll possibly feature that on the podcast. We want to let you know that that's out there. That's 205-201-2150. Feel free to reach out to us. Pee-wee would love to hear from you. Wouldn't you, Pee-wee?
I would love, listen, nothing would make my day more better than to actually have somebody or somebody's sit there and text, call, or email. Because I love predicting things. It don't even have to be about sports. I'll predict it. Okay? I'm telling you that right now. You got a baby on the way? You won't find out what it is? Why trust a doctor when you can just trust me? I'll tell you, I got a 50-50 chance at it.
Yes, you do. You have a 50-50 chance. And you know what? And some would say you got a better chance. If you just listen to these past few weeks, you'll see you've got an even better chance than that of hearing what he has to say. And listen, we're excited to look at this next week, this week six, and just to see what you got with these podcasts. How are you feeling about going into week six? I mean, you've had such 10 out of 10 weeks just so far. Do you feel like there's going to be any change to that? Or do you feel like you've locked in and you're ready to go?
Hey, I'm locked and loaded. I'm ready. I'm telling you that right now. I can't get it wrong. Okay. It's in numbers. It's in the math. All you got to do is look at the numbers, do the math. I'll tell you this, what you can do. Whenever I get done with these predictions today, You can take that check to the bank, son. They'll cash it.
That
check's going to be good.
Take it to the bank. Follow the math. It's really simple, guys. If you just look at these picks that he's doing, I started out this not knowing what to think, but my goodness, how can you not be a believer after we see what's transpired over the past few weeks? I'm interested. I want to jump into these predictions right off the bat. We got number 10 Michigan facing Washington.
Obama!
We got number 10 Michigan facing Washington this week. Now, what's interesting here, Washington is KDB, as we know him. KDB is old, it's his old team. What do you feel about Michigan facing Washington this week?
Hey, that, them Washington boys ain't playing. I'm going to tell you that right now. They used to have a coach. They ain't got no, I know, ain't got no good coach right now. But them boys that was there before, they had themselves a coach, okay? And they got coached up. So Washington, they going in there ready to play these Michigan Wolverines, and they are going to take them out. I'm telling you that right now. Give me Michigan. Michigan over Washington right now.
Okay. What score do you think that this will transpire this weekend?
48 to 32, Michigan.
48-32, Michigan will triumph over Washington. There it is. It's in the books. Number 9, Michigan against number 25, Texas A&M. Now, Texas A&M has struggled a little bit this year.
Playing Texas A&M?
That'd be number 9, Missouri. And I know how you feel about Missouri.
I don't like Missouri.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Missouri is no good. They don't know if it's M-I-S-S, M-I-Z-Z. They don't know, okay? You ain't got to go no further with this. Missouri takes an L.
What's the score?
Who are they playing?
Missouri's playing Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. I don't like Texas A&M either. I can't believe this. I cannot believe I'm picking Texas A&M, but I have to, okay? And sometimes you got to go with your feelings, even if in all logical thinking, it don't seem like it should be right, it's going to be right. So Texas A&M is going to lose this game right here. It's not going to be a high scoring game, though. I can tell you that. It's going to be 31 to 24.
Who's going to win this game?
I just said Texas A&M's going to win this game.
31 to 24. Okay. You're right. Texas A&M 31-24 are going to upset Missouri, this week. Number 9, Missouri. Now this next game, we got Cal. Now, California has had an interesting time here. They've beat Auburn. They've lost Florida State. Florida State is the only team that they've beat is California. They're going to play number 8, Miami Hurricanes. What do you think about this game?
It's still hurricane season. We got one more week. I'm telling you, Miami wins this week.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm going to go ahead and make a further out prediction. They go down next week. But it ain't this week. Miami Hurricanes, give me them. Miami Hurricanes over them Californians. I can tell you that right now. This is a high-scoring game right here.
What's that score?
It's going to be 57 to 45, Miami.
That is a high-scoring game, 57 to 45. Miami continues to truck along, looking to secure the spot in the top 12 for the national championship bid. I can't wait to see what the top 12 teams this year. UCLA versus number 7, Penn State. What do you feel about this game?
You know how I feel about UCLA. You already know that.
I do. I don't
like it.
You know, and they keep appearing every week, and they've just got all them letters in their name.
Exactly. It's just you don't need 4 letters for your initials, okay? Matter of fact, I'm going to tell you this. I know people who's named their kids with like 4 or 5 names. There ain't no need in that. There's no need in that right there. And there's no need in having that U in UCLA. You don't need it. So I'm going to tell you this, though. UCLA is going to win this game against Penn State.
Oh, wow.
They break Penn State's heart. Here's the upset right here for the week.
And that score is?
That score is going to be, let's see, that's going to be a 41-31 game. That's a 10-point game right there, 41-31.
UCLA pulls it out, 10 points over number 7, Penn State. This is going to be quite a game to watch if that's the upset for the week. Hey, keep your tuners tuned for that one. I can't wait to see that. Now, this next game, we got number six, Oregon, the Ducks, playing the Michigan Wolverines. Yeah, I mean, you've consistently picked the Ducks this year. What do you think about this?
They're playing who?
Michigan.
I thought Michigan was playing somebody else.
I think Michigan is playing Michigan State. I'm sorry. Michigan State is playing Oregon.
Michigan, that's Saban's old team right there.
Yeah.
Michigan State. Oregon's got this, though. Them Ducks going to come out quacking. They ain't going to – hey, I'm going to tell you this. Them Ducks are mad, and they're going to be flocking like a chicken on their heads. I'm telling you that right now. This game is going to be 27-18, Oregon Ducks.
27-18 over former Nick Saban's team, Michigan State. Oregon's going to overcome them this week in not an upset, but just a prediction that we have right here, and you can see it in these numbers. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that right there is, I'm going to say, that's going to be 27. So that's about an 11-point game right there.
Right. Something like that. You're right. So, now, this next game.
Saban ain't at Michigan State no more.
Right. And we see that because they're not even ranked. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If he was there, they'd be ranked.
Now, this next game we have, we might spend a little time here because I just want to see how you've already commented on it in these past few weeks, but going into this game after Georgia has already lost to Alabama and they almost lost to Kentucky by 1 point, Auburn has just struggled all year long. Auburn is going to Georgia this week, between the hedges in Athens. What tell us about this game, Auburn versus number 5 Georgia.
Do we have time for me to break this game down in several areas? Can I just use my football expertise for just a minute?
Please.
Okay. Auburn's going to have at least 17 turnovers in this game. I'm telling you that right now. Okay? They're going to fumble the ball. They're going to miss snap the ball for a safety. Okay? You can count on that. They're going to snap the ball. It's not going to go over his head. It's going to go so far to left that he can't even catch it into the end zone, and he's going to try to punt it again. He's going to get tackled. That's a safety. That's two more points for Georgia right yonder. They're going to fumble. They're going to throw about probably 18 interceptions, okay? And it's going to be so bad for Auburn. Georgia is – they're going in there with a chip on their shoulder because they're not used to just – looking this bad. They almost lost to Kentucky. They lose to Alabama. They're looking. Do you realize Georgia Auburn is the oldest rivalry in SEC football? Do you know that?
I did. You know, there's a lot of history here. The only people that, they're right under Alabama. Auburn people hate Georgia. Georgia people hate Auburn. This is quite the matchup in the middle of the season.
I'm telling you this right now. Georgia and Kirby Smart are going to put a whooping on Auburn. Hugh Freeze will probably be let go after this game.
Wow, you heard it here first. Hugh Freeze is probably, I would say he's already on the hot seat, wouldn't you say? You're saying this is sealed.
This is it. This seals the deal.
Yeah.
This is the icing on the cake. This is the tar on the roof right here. I'm telling you. Right there. If he loses this game, I might as well say, when he loses this game, it will be announced in the middle of next week, Hugh Freeze has been fired. Because I'm going to tell you, Kirby ain't going to come no slack. This is a 67-0 game.
67-0. That is a slaughter that we are going to witness this week. Hugh Freeze is definitely on the hot seat. You know, let me ask you this. How do you feel about Kirby Smart this year? You know, he's had quite the success. Do you feel like he's you know, you even said that Alabama was going to lose to Georgia by 3 in the championship game. Do you still feel that way about
this season? Absolutely not. Okay. No. Let me tell you this. I love Kirby Smart. Okay. I like his last name. Makes him sound intelligent. Okay. I like that. I can go with that last name. Kirby, that's a little bit different name. You hear a lot of Kirks and Curtises. You don't hear a whole lot of Kirbys. I've heard a few times. I've known a few Kirbys. Usually those guys, every Kirby I've ever known was a no-nonsense, in-your-face, I get things done, okay? And he falls right in line with that. So you take that first name, if I'm going to get it done, you take that last name, Smart, you got something working together right there. That is unstoppable. The name is unstoppable.
Well, you can't argue with his success. You know, he's got, he's really created something there at Georgia. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, all except for beating Alabama. Robama!
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, he can't beat Bama. If he played them 114 times, he couldn't beat Alabama. Whenever we go in there, and by the way, I'm going to tell you this too. They ain't making it to playoffs. Georgia ain't going to make it.
You see, where do you think they fall? I mean, through the end of the season?
They ain't got no coach. They're going to be at probably 13, crying to get to number 12.
Okay.
You give them a good coach, you got something. But because they got the players. We saw that last Saturday. They got the players. They come back in the game. They can make it in a close game. But you got to have that coach who knows what he's doing on his play call. And he's got to have the right people around him. Kirby ain't got that.
I got you. So you're not saying Kirby. You're saying his other coaching staff.
Yeah, but it all falls back on Kirby. He don't know how to surround himself with the right guys.
Gotcha. This makes total sense to me. It's crystal clear.
67-0.
67-0. Auburn falls again with another loss this week. Now, you know.
The only thing you're going to hear, I had to interrupt. Only thing you're going to hear is, that's all you're going to hear.
Do you think Peyton Thorne starts this game?
Peyton Thorne does start this game, yes. Peyton Thorne, because they have no one else. Their other quarterback didn't do any better. So, Hugh Freeze, he's froze. His hands are tied. He really don't have much of a choice. You know, you got to recruit the right guys. He don't know how to recruit. That's obvious.
Right. Well, let's move on to number 4, Tennessee, to playing Arkansas, SEC game, another SEC game this week. Now, you've been on record for saying number 4, Tennessee is the real deal. They play Arkansas this week. How do you feel about this game?
Tennessee, they're going to beat Arkansas. They are the real deal. They are. You can look at Josh Heupel and know that he's serious this year. He's ready to win.
Right.
They got a lot of hype around them. They got that hound dog and everything out there. They got a lot of hype around them.
Now, Arkansas's lost to Texas A&M, which dropped to number 25 this week, who you have beating Missouri. And they've lost to Oklahoma State, which Oklahoma State's been, you know, give or take this week. Give or take this year have been okay. And they've played really well. And, that was a high scoring game that they lost 31-39 to Oklahoma State. Well, what do you think the score of this Arkansas Tennessee game is going to be?
This is going to be Tennessee is going to win this game. You know, Tennessee can put up points too. Hey, you talk about a team that can score. They don't play on offense.
Well, let me interrupt you. You're right. They played Chattanooga. They won 69-3. They played North Carolina State, won 51-10. They played Kent State, won 71-0. And they played Oklahoma, and they won 25-15. They had a bye week. They've had plenty of time to prepare for this Arkansas game. So, you know, what do you think this score is going to be?
49-17, Tennessee over Arkansas.
49-17, Tennessee beats the Arkansas Razorbacks. Do you like that their mascot is the Razorbacks?
I don't like that. I don't even know what that means. No one knows what a Razorback is. What is a Razorback?
I'm pretty sure.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure it's a boar. But Tennessee's the Volunteers. What does that mean?
Oh, they voluntarily just whoop people. That's what that means.
I never knew that. Thank you for telling me that they volunteer to beat the other team. That's actually what that's for. Iowa versus Ohio State. I'm sorry. Iowa playing number 3, Ohio State. Now Ohio State has really pulled out these games in a surprising upset early in the season versus Marshall. That we all thought was going to go a different way. What do you think about this number 3 Ohio State versus Iowa?
Where are they ranked? Iowa. Where are they ranked?
Iowa is not ranked.
They're unranked.
Yes.
Then they're probably going to lose.
Well, they're 1-4. They've beat Illinois State. They've lost to Iowa State. In-state game there that they lost. They beat Troy, and they beat Minnesota. So they had a bye week going into this Ohio State game. So
they need it because they're going to be sore after this game. They needed a bye week to get rest up just to get hurt again.
Yeah, so they're going to play this undefeated Ohio State team at ranked at number 3. They don't stand a chance.
No, 24-3. Ohio State.
24-3. Ohio State just puts a whooping on Iowa. Now the other game we have here before we get to the game that I think that you care about.
I care about all college football.
You sure do. Absolutely.
Roll Tide.
So I want to talk about this. Number 15 Clemson versus Florida State. Now Florida State they've just struggled this year. And, you know, we've talked about it a little bit. They had a chip on their shoulder coming into this year. They wanted to be undefeated. They felt like they deserved a shot last year. Now they've really struggled and they've lost, games to Georgia Tech. They've lost to Boston College. They've even lost to Memphis. Now they did beat California. And then they lost to SMU last week, or week before last. They had a bye. Going into this game versus number 15 Clemson, who's also had a bit of a struggle this year, when they lost to Georgia at the first of the season, but they've won every game since then, pretty convincingly. I want to get your take on Clemson and Dabo and the state of Florida State, as a football team right now.
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you this. Clemson is the real deal. They're going to make it in. I know you might not believe me. They're making it to number 12. Okay. They will be in the playoffs and they're going to make it to about number 4 and lose out. And this is Dabo's way of saying, I don't have to give in to the NIL. I don't have to. I'm a man. I'm from Bama. That's what he's going to be doing. And he's going to make it to number 4. And then he's going to lose out. But that's okay because everybody's going to love Dabo at that point again. They're going to be like, Dabo's the greatest coach ever, and he don't like the NIL, and he still made it to number 4. And and Florida State, I grew up a Florida State fan, okay? I did. I really liked Bobby Bowden. I liked Bobby. Man, Bobby was a good coach. And I had a Florida State hat. I wore that Florida State hat everywhere. My mama tell me, take that Florida State hat off. And I'd say, I can't. It's my Florida State hat. And I got to wear it. And that's why I like Florida State. But Florida State today is not the Florida State of 1994. They're not. They're not any good. And they're not going to win this game. And Clemson Tigers are the real deal. They are going to do great things. And don't talk bad about Dabo no more. It don't matter he don't like the NIL. He knows what he likes, and that's good. And he's a Bama boy, and he played at Alabama.
So what do you think, Dabo? So clearly you think that Clemson, you know, rolls over Florida State this week. What do you think that score is going to look like?
24-23, Clemson.
They pull it out in a 1-point victory against Florida State, who's got something to prove going into this week, quite frankly. Florida State really, you know, to just feel better about themselves, they really need to pull out this game, if they could, which clearly they can't because Pee Wee has spoken. Now, the game that we haven't talked about is number one, Alabama. The Crimson Tide. Yes,
that sounds good. That just rolls off your tongue, don't it? Say it again. They're what?
Number one, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to play Vandy this weekend. You have called this game, and you said that Alabama would win this game 24-21. Do you still feel that way after looking at 5 weeks of football?
No, not after. I will say this. I'm going to go back to week one on this, on what I said at the beginning, okay? Alabama could win this game and not even show up. They ain't even got to be there. They're going to, I'm talking about, put a whooping on the Vanderbilts.
The Commodores.
They don't even have to show up.
So the Commodores don't stand a chance. Now, I would like to say that, you know, they beat Virginia Tech in a fairly close game the first of the season.
I don't care.
Right. They lost to number 7 Missouri. But they lost 27-30 in a really close game. They've had really close calls in every game they've lost. Vandy actually is a pretty strong team this year. Now they've got a tough schedule. They got Alabama, then they got Kentucky, they have Texas. They've got LSU and Tennessee on their schedule. So they've got a really tough road ahead. But what do you think this score is going to be? You think it's still 24-21, or you think it's something's changed?
No, it is totally changed. This is Alabama's going to blow them out by 3 points. It's going to be 42 Bama, 38 Vanderbilts.
3 points, 42-38. Alabama will beat Vandy, the Commodores, this coming weekend. Do you plan to attend this game, or are you going to watch it on your new 75-inch?
I'm actually going to be sitting there on 75-inch with my I think I'm going to give me some taco salad this week. Sit there and eat me taco salad and probably get me a big old glass of sweet tea with it.
Now, something I want to tease out, that since we're a little further into the season, I want to get your feel on the NIL deal. How do you feel about the NIL in this current state of college football with the NIL? Not the transfer portal, just the NIL. How do you feel about the NIL?
Boy, there's a lot to be said here. I'll give you a little bit, okay? I hate the NIL. I don't think it's good for college football. I don't think it's good for the players, okay? It's not right. Because what they've done, you got the NIL, hey, look, name, image, and likeness. Okay. I would be okay with name, image, and likeness. You got your number and your name on a jersey. You want to sell it and make money? That's fine, because it's up to you to do good and create a good name for yourself. Okay. Be good at footballs and go out there and sell your name, your shirt, your hat, your toboggan, whatever you got, okay? Your scarf, that's fine. Go out there and you sell it, all right? That's based on your name, image, and likeness, okay? That's all good. But then you get the transfer portal, and this guy here says, well, I'm going to this school because they're offering me a commercial deal worth $2 million, and then they get there and they say, okay, well, this school over here, they're offering me a commercial deal for $3 million, so I'm going to transfer. No. That ain't how it works. That's not how the NIL works. Name, image, likeness. It's based on your performance, your notoriety. Okay? So you need to take your name, your image, and your likeness. You put it on whatever merchandise you want and you sell that. And you get to, hey, you work that out with your agent and how much you get of that, and that's how you make your money. But you ain't making any money off of going out here talking about I eat Subway sandwiches. No, no, that ain't how we're doing it. We're not doing it off TV commercials. All right? And then you can't jump in the transfer portal and move to another school just because they're offering, well, we got this deal over here where you can make another $1 million if you do this. Do I blame the kids? No. Hey, somebody offer me $1 million, okay? I'll do you commercial for $1 million. Okay, I'll do that. Somebody offer me $2 million. Yeah, all of a sudden I don't like Subway. I like Firehouse. You know what I'm saying? I can switch. I get why the kids do that. I don't think it's good for college football. I don't think it's good for the kids, and I don't think it's good for society as a whole, because you got people just jumping and moving, and there's no commitment. And this is where society is gone, okay? This is where society is gone. I have no commitment to anyone, no commitment to anything. I just, whatever feels good today, that's what I do. Whatever benefits me today is what I do. And you're not creating any sustainability for yourself for 10 years, 15 years down the road. Your grandkids are going to miss out because you transferred over yonder somewhere, and you should have stayed right where you were.
So basically, you know, in a whole, the fans suffer from this thing too. You know, all of us fans who, you know, and these coaches who've put a lot of time in that, you know, that's kind of what you're saying. You know, we want to see that our players do good. We want our fans to enjoy these teams. It's really having an effect as a whole on college football.
It's so bad. The transfer portal and the NIL deal is so bad for the fan experience. It look, you used to be able to follow a kid, right? You would follow that kid from 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, and you would see how he progressed in high school and what schools he was looking at. And then whenever he put that hat on, okay, and he announced his team, you knew that kid was going that team. And he's going to be on that team for at least 3 years. And you could watch him progress in college. And you could say, hey, that's that kid right there. Remember whenever he was in 9th grade? Now he's in third year at Alabama, row tied. Look at him. He's progressed so far. He's done so good. He has exceeded our expectations, or he has not met our expectations. But for the fan, by the way, fan is short for fanatics, okay? I didn't realize that till the other day. Fanatics. For the fanatic experience, that was good, okay? Now, all right, watch this. Now, you can't even keep up with who's on your roster. You can't, because they roll on and off there. I mean, like a turd rolling down a hill. You can't keep up with it.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you feel like these kids, do deserve some kind of compensation for how much money they're bringing into the university. But then there's a controversy of, you know, how much does just the school, being in that school bring, some of the revenue in. But you know, these kids, they're working hard, and, they're actually, performing a service for the school. So I see the argument on both sides. I really just wanted to hear your take on this, and the people want to hear your take on this too.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Hey, look, I get it. The school should be able to get something off that kid. Okay. But the school already is. The kids should not be cut out, because they're the ones that's creating that name. Now, what should happen in cohesiveness is that they should work together. We are a partner to each other. The school has this name. My name is Pee Wee. I have this name. Okay. I'm fast. Okay. I can score touchdowns. People like Pee Wee because Pee-wee's good at football. People like Alabama because Alabama is Alabama. So should the two work together and become partners? Yeah, They should.
I follow that math. Pee Wee and the University of Alabama should partner together to further the Alabama dynasty.
Yes.
That math makes sense. Now, the whole NIL deal makes way more sense to me when you put it in that when you put it like that.
Thank you. I'm just here to bring clarity.
And you have. I mean, I am just as clear about this as when we started with this. Now, the one last thing I'd like to do, what do you like to say to Coach KDB going into this week playing Vandy? If you had the opportunity to stand in front of him and the team, what would you say to them going into this week to play the Vanderbilt Commodores?
Okay, if I was walking into that locker room, okay, which, by the way, I've been really close to the Alabama locker room. But anyway, if I was walking into that locker room and I had the KDB, that's Coach Kalen DeBoer, standing in front of me, and he had on that stinking black shirt, he's going to wear in black pants. He's going to do that, okay? I wouldn't say nothing to him about that because that's him, and I want him to be him. And I had the whole Alabama team sitting there. Here's what I would say to them. The first thing I'd do is I would probably pop my neck in my back just to loosen up a little bit. And I say, y'all see what I did there, boys? And they say, uh-huh. I say, listen, you want to loosen up. You want to play loose. You came out with Georgia so emotional. I want y'all to act like you're supposed to be here. We're not an emotional team, okay? We don't play on our emotions. Or on their emotions either. We play our game. This is our game. Okay? This is our game. And we're going out there. We're going on that football field. And we're playing our game. And we're going to play loose. And we're going to play with fun. And we're going to play with dignity. And we're going to play with scrappiness. And we're going to play with a football. And we're going to play this game. Is what we're gonna do. And KDB, you're gonna stand it. You're gonna fight with a ref. I mean, physically put your hands on a ref to get his attention in the most kind way. Okay? And you're gonna say, bad call is what you're gonna say. And then he's gonna listen to you because you're gonna say it with so much authority because you're a very quiet demeanor type of man, okay? But you're going to get loud, just like you did with Georgia. Did you see that fire he had with Georgia? Boy, he said, that's pass interference. He said, that's ridiculous. He said, what? That's ridiculous. He was so mad. He was all up in that umpire's face. He wasn't playing around. He told him like it was. And that's what I'd tell him. I'd say, you tell them refs like it is because you are the man. You are. And your players are going to play up to your ability. And if you don't have the ability to stand up for them, they don't have the ability to stand up to the Vanderbilts. Okay? So get out there and let's play ball. Let's play loose and tight. Let's do this. Let's get out there. Let's take our time and hurry up. You know what I mean? You take your time to get to the line, but whenever you get there, you hurry up. You don't let that play clock run down. You score that touchdown. You get them points. You get that 42-38, baby. We ain't playing with y'all Commodores. We are the man. We're coming in there and we're putting a spanking on y'all. That's what we're doing. Just like a tree. Just like a tree.
Yes. And if you can get this somehow, if for our listeners, somehow you can get this to the team, I would love to get this pep talk to the team if I could. You got anything else for us before we sign off here, Pee Wee, for this weekend?
I just want to leave everybody with this right here. Just like a telephone pole has a line running through it, the Alabama defense has a line on the line of scrimmage, they're not going to let nobody run through them. That's the Alabama defense. And if I can leave you with one saying, I'd like to leave you with this. The tree that bends does not break.